Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-866-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Welcome to Call to Freedom. This is Barbara Carmack, and I'm so glad you've joined me today. Start each day with a prayer of thanks for the joy you feel when you spend time in God's presence. And you don't feel that joy out in this world, not very often, but he's such a comfort, and Kimberly's going to talk about that today. Right after I announce the meeting on Saturday, January the 8th, that's this next Saturday, breakfast will be at 8:30, and I have people already coming to breakfast. Now, I know it's going to be frigid tonight. I know it's going to be snowing. Hopefully, maybe not too much. See, people say, oh, we need the snow. We need the snow. Well, I love the snow in the mountains and the foothills. That brings water down to us in the summer. But I don't like snow. I mean, I used to, you know, ski a little and skate and do things, but now I just have to shovel. So I'm not liking snow that much. So come on Saturday. I think it's going to be like 50 degrees on Saturday. And we're going to have a great time. Breakfast at 8:30, Bible study and praise and worship at 10 o'clock. And then afterwards, we're going to have lunch. I will have lasagna ready for you, with cheesy lasagna. And you can bring any dish you want to. I'll just leave that up to you since it's the new year. So call me at 1-866-917-7256 for reservations, and join us next Saturday. We just have so much fun. God bless you, and hope to hear from you. And call me by Friday noon. I would really appreciate that. Thank you so much. And welcome to the broadcast, Kimberly.
Thank you. Now, this is the first I'm hearing that you don't like snow, and I can just hardly believe it. I love snow.
I know you do.
And here I got stuck in your snow two times last year.
Yes, in March. Oh.
And we were rejoicing in that snow.
Well, I was rejoicing because you were with me. To help me shovel.
It's about with, isn't it?
It's about
with somebody.
Yes, it is.
I think we can bounce right off of that into Romans 8, 27 and 28, because
is that going to be a good segue?
God wants to be with us. Yes.
Oh, it's a good segue. Yes.
Yes, because God really wants to be with us. And Romans 8, 27 tells us, God, the searcher of the heart, knows fully our longings, yet he also understands the desires of the Spirit. Mm-hmm. So he knows our flesh longings, but
yes,
he knows the desires of the Spirit. Mm-hmm. Because the Holy Spirit passionately pleads before God for us, his holy ones, in perfect harmony with God's plan and our destiny. Harmony is one of the words that I want everybody to key in on today, because harmony also has the word harm in it. And the enemy wants these situations that we find ourselves in, the attacks, the accusations, the being stuck in snow. He wants it to be harmful to us. Yes.
Yes.
But God means for it to become perfect harmony with him. Harmony with God's plan and our destiny. And this leads right into Romans 8:28, the very familiar verse. So we are convinced that God works all things together for our good. The Passion Translation says, we are convinced that every detail of our lives is continually woven together for good.
Oh, wow.
And the word good in the Aramaic is actually translated harmony. So Aramaic is one of the original languages. Jesus spoke Aramaic when he was here on the earth. And the word for good is actually the word harmony, and it got translated as harmony in the word, in the Aramaic language. So we are convinced that every detail of our lives is continually woven together for harmony, for we are his lovers who have been called to fulfill his designed purpose. So that Aramaic word is telling us that God works all things together harmoniously.
Yes, and if you...
So whatever...
Excuse me, but when you grew up and we were singing together, we always looked for harmony in our singing, in our four-part singing or three-part singing, because anything other than that would be so dissonant that people couldn't handle listening. So harmony has been a real vital word in our physical life on this earth. And I'm glad you're talking about harmony in the spiritual part of our lives, Kimberly.
Yes. Mm. Well, and some of you may not be musicians, so you might not be able to relate to harmonizing that way. But I can tell you that I have had to learn how to harmonize with you just on the radio show, because I'm listening from 750 miles away.
That's right.
And you're listening to me. And there's a bit of a delay between us, because that's just how it is when it's bouncing off a satellite up in the atmosphere somewhere. And so we're listening and trying to harmonize with one another and not fight each other, you know, not get into an argument and try to talk over each other. And
that's right.
So the harmony that we need is truly laying down our own lives and putting on listening ears and listening for the Holy Spirit at all times.
Yes.
And Psalm 91, I just love that you have been meditating on that too. You felt like that was the word for today, and so did I. And neither one of us knew that. It was wonderful to see that the Holy Spirit was speaking that to both of us. Psalm 91 is such a familiar chapter, and I believe it's been quoted so many times, especially in the last couple of years, pastors, churches, and even blogs and YouTube, that I have seen Psalm 91 come up all over the place. It's such a good reminder that God is with us. And in the Passion Translation, it says that when we live our lives, when we sit enthroned, when we abide, and one way of putting that is sitting enthroned under the shadow of Shaddai, we are hidden in the strength of God Most High.
Mm.
And I want to look at this psalm today in the perspective of the enemy throwing attacks and accusations and obstacles in our paths, and he intends them for harm. And God is not saying that he will prevent all of that, because this is a broken world after all. We are living in brokenness. And Jesus came into the brokenness not to show us how to prevent it all from coming near us. He was in the middle of brokenness.
Yes.
He died on a cross in brokenness, with people misunderstanding him, accusing him, and crucifying him in brokenness. Mm-hmm. And he showed us how to surrender to those things and watch God do something bigger and greater. Watch God bring resurrection, bring restoration, bring redemption in the middle of the brokenness.
Yes.
He showed us how not to be afraid. So I'm going to go to the middle of Psalm 91, starting in verse 9. It says, when we live our lives within the shadow of God Most High, our secret hiding place, we will always be shielded from harm. There's that word.
Mm-hmm.
We will be shielded from harm. God intends to use it to bring harmony with himself.
Oh, that's so good, Kimberly. That's so good. It's like the song right before the live program at 1 o'clock with the choir, the a cappella choir, and they were singing Abide With Me. And one of the phrases is, he's a help of the helpless. He's a help of the helpless. And boy, some of us get into such dire need on this earth. And
we
he just
do.
Always, he always lifts us out, delivers us. So
yes,
this is so good.
Mm. Yes. And it goes on to say, how then could evil prevail against us or disease infect us?
Yes.
And disease, you know how I like to break that one apart and say dis-ease.
Yes.
See, if we get our eyes on the shadow of the enemy, the shadows that he brings, and we stay focused on that, and we're trying to figure out how to comfort ourselves, how to comfort our loved ones without God in his comfort, mm-hmm. then we will not be at ease. We will be at dis-ease.
Yes.
And that dis-ease infects us.
Mm.
We're infected. And I was asking the Lord about comfort. And he told me that comfort without him is a disease.
Oh, wow.
Anything that we grab for, anything that we cling to that we believe is comfort in this life, and we have to have it. For some people, it's chocolate. For some people, it's shopping. For some people, it is a drug or alcohol. For others, it can be workaholic, just working.
Yes.
It can be money. Whatever it is that we think we have to have to bring us comfort, if we have our focus on that and we're putting all of our trust in that, then we're not truly trusting God.
Mm-hmm.
And God is not the shadow we're living under. We're living under a different shadow. And that comfort actually is a disease. It brings dis-ease.
That's
because
right.
we only get a temporary fix with that. It's just a temporary comfort. And so we need more and more and more and more of it. This is where addictions start.
Yes.
And really, we were created as human beings. We were created to be addicted. To be addicted to Jesus.
God. Yes.
Carmen, I think Carmen had an old song, Addicted to Jesus.
Oh,
and
so
we were created for that. Yes, addicted to him, where we are talking to him and trusting him and listening to him all the time, following his path for us and trusting his comfort.
Mm.
Verse 11 of Psalm 91 says that God sends angels with special orders to protect you wherever you go, defending you from all harm. There's that word again, harm. And he's the one who wants to bring harmony. God does not prevent the harm. The harm is all around us in this broken world. We are the ones who choose whether it will truly do harm, or we can choose to be in harmony with God. With God. He is Emmanuel. We just came through that Christmas season, and Emmanuel is my favorite name. Emmanuel.
Yes.
You know, I have to tell you this. This is really fun. I've been going to the hospital every day, just giving support to a friend going through a really hard time. And it's a large hospital, a very large hospital. There's different entrances, just many sides to this hospital. And I go in the north side. And I have to tell you, Emmanuel is sitting right inside the doors of the north side of St. Francis Hospital in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Wow.
His name is Emmanuel. He puts the bracelet on me every day when I go up to my room. His
That's
name
great.
Is Emmanuel.
Oh,
and when he
great.
Told me that, we just every day we've said something to one another. And he asked me my name a few days ago. And I told him, and he told me his name, and I just stopped. And I stared right at him. I said, oh, that is my favorite, all-time favorite name in the universe. And he said, you're just saying that. And I said, no, I am not. And he looked at me, and he said, he nodded his head, and he said, God is with us.
Oh,
so he knew what his name meant.
Yes,
yes,
he did. Well, he'd better know.
Oh, right?
Wow.
God with us. God made a decision to be with us. And he's waiting for us to choose to make that decision to be with him, to choose him, and to be with him in the middle of all this chaos and brokenness and confusion, when we choose to take the mind of Christ and think His thoughts, we choose His ways, then we are becoming, we're being made harmonious mm-hmm. with Him.
Yes.
And the harm does not affect us anymore. It's not infectious anymore. The harm does not have any power. Instead, the harmony has the power, because that's what we're choosing. We choose and we're deciding to stand on the Word of God. And, you know, it feels risky and it feels scary because we're standing on something that is unseen. Mm-hmm. It's easier to see the science or to see the medicine or to see the insurance company and the insurance checks yes. come in. You know, yes. it's easier to see those things. It's easier to see your bank account growing. It's easier to see the food on the table. It's easier to mm-hmm. see those things and yes. to try to control it and bring it for yourself. But when we choose to really trust that God is our shepherd, oh, Psalm 23, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no harm.
No harm.
I will fear no evil. I will fear no harm. I will not fear it. I'll be there in the middle of it, but I'm not going to be afraid. Because God is with me.
When we see these things, Kimberly, like I see so many Christians that one day they are strong and the next day they are weak. How can we come alongside them and tell them that God is a God that is going to keep us even when we are helpless? He's going to be that harmony that we need. Because sometimes, you know, I believe that even Christians are listening to the world. They're listening to the news. Well, one day you're quarantined for 5 days. Then they say, oh, no, you're quarantined for 10 days. And then, oh, no, you need another booster. Or no, no. And a lot of people are listening to this junk. And there's a lot of confusion.
Well, and we all choose different paths. And you know what's interesting is every path has brokenness on it.
We live
in a human in a flesh world. And as much as you and I, and I love this about you. I just want to say how much I love you, that you love the Word of God. Thank you for loving the Word of God as much as you do, Mom. Mm. And thank you for planting that in me, because it is the Word that has been a rock for us and our strength. But I have recognized that some people truly have a hard time reading. And especially in this new generation, there's a lot of ADD and ADHD, and the mind is going so fast, it's so hard to concentrate to even sit and listen to the Word being read to you. And I'm realizing that God speaks to many people in many different ways. And as I've spent time up in the hospital, there are so many different personalities that come in and out of that room with the different nurses and techs and even the family that I'm sitting with. They don't necessarily know how to gain their strength from the words on the page and the words being listened to. But they have a different way of connecting with God. They're seers. They can see angels. Wow. And so they see things in the clouds. And I don't have that seer's mm-hmm. gift, but mm-hmm. some people do.
Yes.
And that is how God edifies them. And you know what? You asked, how do we come alongside and encourage? I really think it's just choosing to be with someone. Just be with them. Just sit and be with them. Yeah. I don't have to change their way of seeing from God or hearing from God. And because I hear differently, I can stand in the hospital room and read out loud, read the scriptures. But that's not the only way that God is speaking, because these people are telling me, oh, can you see that angel over there? And I just look and, nope, I don't see anything, but I'm so glad you do. Mm-hmm. I believe you that you do, you know, and so just being with them and receiving their comfort at the same time they're receiving comfort from me. Oh, I think this is a good transition into 2 Corinthians 1. You brought that up earlier today.
Well, when you were talking about comfort can be a disease if you try to make things happen on your own. But when you rest in God's arms, he becomes the comfort you need to get through anything, you know, with yes. great assurance that he's always going to take care of you. That's one thing I knew after Darren left. And, you know, you're so far away. I knew that God was going to take me in his arms and take care of me because he always had Kimberly. So mm-hmm. then we went to 2 Corinthians 1 and bong, there it is.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Go for it, girl.
Yes. Okay. Starting in verse 3, all praises belong to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, for he is the Father of tender mercy and the God of endless comfort. Yes, he always comes alongside us to comfort us in every suffering so that we can come alongside those who are in any painful trial.
Yes, I want to say here in verse mm-hmm. 3, I don't know if you looked at the footnotes of 2
yes,
Corinthians
1. Yes, I was coming
1.
Back to that. Go ahead.
Okay, tender mercy and compassion originate with God. And I want to say right here, Satan doesn't have any of these attributes. He's out to kill you, to destroy you. So it mm-hmm. gives you confirmation that God cares for his children. He cares for you. His comfort is permanent and endless. That's what this scripture says.
Oh, yes. Yes, comfort and is endless. And it is. You're right. It's God's. He comes alongside us. He is God with us in every suffering.
Yes.
And we can bring those trials and sufferings. We can bring others that comfort, that same comfort in those trials and sufferings that God has poured out upon us. Just as we experience the abundance of Christ's own sufferings. Now, this is Paul saying we experience sufferings.
Well, you know, Paul
I just
did.
Left out the abundance of Christ's own suffering. Yes, yeah. he listed it, didn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Paul went through a lot of suffering yes. and torture.
Yes.
And he came out doing God's will until his task was over with. He wrote almost 2/3 of the New Testament. And when his task was over with, God brought him home.
Yes. And he lists, and I was trying to find that list really quickly here, but he starts listing how many times he has been beaten,
yes.
how many times he's been stoned and left for dead. He's been whipped. Wasn't he whipped 3 times mm-hmm. with the cat of nine tails? Three different occasions with 39 stripes,
yes.
I believe, is
yes.
how he put it. And it's shipwrecked, and oh, the man has been through so much. But here he is saying all praises belong to our God and Father. I want all of us to know that the comfort that God brings us is so powerful. We can write praises and thanksgiving in the midst of our trials. Mm-hmm. This is not from a man who has been completely delivered from them all.
That's
and
right.
they've been prevented in his life. He's still in the midst of them. He's still being accused. He's still being dragged to court. He's still being thrown in jail. He's been thrown in jail so many times. And here he's saying, all praises belong to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. He's not just saying that. He feels the comfort. And this is a kind of comfort not like comfort that food can bring or a bank account or being in a powerful position of control. No, this is a much different comfort. This is comfort from our Lord. He's the Father of tender mercy and the God of endless comfort.
Mm, praise the Lord.
So if wonderful. We go back to Psalm 91, it is wonderful. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Oh,
sometimes
no.
I don't hear you in time. Going back to Psalm 91, verse 1 says, when you sit enthroned, we are royalty. I hope you'll hear that today. You're out there listening and you've forgotten that you are royalty. We are royalty. We are leaders and rulers with God. We are with God and he is with us. And when you sit there, when you choose to sit yourself down and sit enthroned under the shadow of Shaddai, you are hidden in the strength of God Most High.
Yes.
And that shadow is a much better shadow to sit under than the enemy's shadow.
Mm-hmm.
That shadow, I'm going back to sorry, I'm flipping here, going back to Psalm 91, because it describes Shaddai. Oh, how wonderful to know that Shaddai is taken from a Hebrew root word with many expressive meanings, and it can mean God the mountain, God the destroyer of enemies, God the nurturer of babies, or God the Almighty. And this is my favorite one, God the self-sufficient one. And the reason why that's my favorite, at least it is today, is because God is the only one that is sufficient for myself, my self man, my flesh man. And my flesh might be reaching for other comforts, but it is only God who is sufficient. God, the self-sufficient one. So as we are reading about El Shaddai in Psalm 91 and sitting under his shadow, we are truly hidden away. That doesn't mean the attack is prevented, but we are hidden in a special place right by his heart. Yes. And he's with us and we are with him. He is the hope that holds me and the stronghold to shelter me, the only God for me and my great confidence. He will rescue you from every hidden trap of the enemy, and he will protect you from false accusation and any deadly curse or any poison. Praise the Lord.
So you're really saying here, don't fear a thing. Don't fear a thing. As a child of the Most High God, don't fear a thing, because he's going to take care of you. He will never leave you or forsake you. Oh, Kimberly, yes. Thank you so much for Psalm 91. It's been such a blessing to learn the word from harmony. We got to get out of the harm and into the harmony with God. Oh, praise
Amen.
God.
Yes.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. And friends, remember the meeting on Saturday. Call me at 1-866-917-7256. God bless you. And Kimberly and I say, take
joy. Joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-866-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy.